Shalom to all. You're listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parshas Vayishlach. That's Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Chaf. And the Pasuk says, Ela b'nei Seir ha'chayri, yoshvei ha'aretz. These are the sons of Seir ha'chayri, the dwellers of the land, Loitan v'shoivel v'tzivin v'ana, v'dishon v'etzer v'dishon, Ela lufei ha'chayri b'nei Seir be'eretz Edom. These are the chiefs of Chayri b'nei Seir in the land of Edom. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf. Yoshvei ha'aretz. What does that mean? They were the dwellers of the land. Shayu yoshvei ha'kadim shabah Esav l'sham. They actually dwelled there before Esav got there. Rabbi Seinu darshon, Chazal darshon. Shayu b'kin b'yishuv v'shal eretz. They actually knew how to live in the land. They were experts. Maloi kanezel azesim. They said this tract of land should be used for olives. Maloi kanezel gafanim. This tract of land should be used for grapes. Shahayu taimen ha'afer. They would actually taste the ground. V'yaidim ezu netir ru'uyla. And they knew what to plant in it. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavbeis. Vayu b'nei Loitan and the children of Loitan were Chayri v'heimam v'achayz Loitan Timna. And the sister of Loitan was Timna. Ve'ela b'nei Shaival. These are the sons of Shaival. Alvan, Manachas, Ve'evil, Shvay v'ainam. Ve'ela b'nei Tzivain v'ayah v'ana. These are the sons of Tzivain, Ayah and Ana. Who Ana asher matzah es hayem Midbar, that is Ana. He found the wild mules in the Midbar when he was grazing the donkeys for Tzivan, his father. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Ve'aya va'ana. Vav Yaseir, we have an extra Vav over here. V'hu kamay aya va'ana. It's as if it said aya va'ana. V'harbi yesh mikra, we find this a lot of times in the Psukim. Teis v'kaydish v'tzava mirmas, nirdom v'recha v'sos. And hu Ana ha'amr l'maylo. He's Ana that was mentioned previously. Shehu achiv shal Tzivan. He's the brother of Tzivan. V'kanu kari oisei b'nai. Now he calls him his son. Mulamit Shabbat Tzivan al ima. This teaches us that Tzivan had relations with his mother, and he had Ana. Once again, we find this incest over here in these psukim. As hayemim pradim, these are mules. Here bia chamar al sus nekeva, he mated a male donkey with a female horse, v'yol deperid, and a mule was born from there. V'hu ayah mamzer, he was a mamzer, v'hevi psulim la'ilam, and he brought psulim into this world because a mule is not able to have children. V'lama nikar shmam yemim, why are they called yemim? She'emasan mutal salabria is because their fear, their ema, is on people. The amar Reb Chanin says, miyam alay sha'alani adam hamakas pirad levana v'chaya. No one had ever asked me to treat the blow from a white mule, and it was properly healed. These are the children of Ana, Dishon, Valvima, Basana, Dishon, and Alivama, the daughter of Ana. These are the sons of Dishon, Chemdon, Vashban, Vyison, Vichron, Elubnei Eitzor, these are the sons of Eitzor, Bilhan, Vizavon, Vakon, Elubnei Dishon, Utzvaron, Ela Lufi Achairi, these are the chiefs of the Chairi, Aluf Loitan, Aluf Shoival, Aluf Tzivain, Aluf Ana, Aluf Dishon, Aluf Eitzor, Aluf Dishon, Ela Lufi Achairi, La Lufi Hen, these are the chiefs of the Chairi, according to their chiefs, Be'eret Seir, in the land of Seir. Vela Malachim Ashav Malchu Be'eretz Edom, and these are the kings which reigned in the land of Edom, Lifnei Malach Melech Vnei Yisrael, before there was a king over Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ve'ela Malachim, Shemayna Ha'yah, there were eight kings, Uchenegdon Hamid Yaakov, and corresponding to them, Yaakov also had eight kings, Ubitel Malchus Esav Mehem, and they actually nullified the kingdom of Esav when they were reigning. Ve'elu Hain, and these are the eight kings, Shaul, and Ishbaishes, David Ushlaimai, Rechavam, Avia, Asa, and Yoshafat, and Uvme Yarim Benai Ksev, in the days of Yarim, his son, it says, V'yam of Pasha Edom, Mitachas Yad Yehuda, in his days, Edom rebelled against Yehuda, and only then they crowned the king over themselves. In the days of Shaul, it says, there was no king in Edom. Nitzav Melech, the governor, was the ruler. There was no king in Edom for these eight Jewish kings. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayimlech Be'edom, Bela Ben Ba'ar. Bela Ben Ba'ar, he was the first king of Edom. V'shem Eri, his city was Dinhava. Vayomaz Bala, and Bala died. Vayimlech Tachtov, Yoivav Ben Zerach mi Batra. Yoivav Ben Zerach from Batra, he ruled in place of him. Vayomaz Yoivav, Yoivav died. Vayimlech Tachtov, Chusham Eretz HaTemani. Chusham from the land of Temani, he reigned. Vayamas Chusham, Chusham died. Vayimach Tachtov, Hadad ben Bedad, Hamakes Midyon Bestei Mayav. He was one that struck Midyon in the field of Mayav, Vishem Iri Avis, and the name of his city was Avis. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed. Hey, Hamakes Midyon Bestei Mayav, Shabam Midyon al Mayav Lemuchama. The Midyon came to wage war with Mayav, Vahalach Melech Edom, Azaris Mayav, and the king of Edom came to help out Mayav. Omikan al Medim. From here we learn Shayu Midyon and Mayav Merivim Zaimze. The Midyon and Mayav were always fighting with each other. Ome Bilam, Asu Shalim. They only made peace in the days of Bilam, Lehiskash al Yisrael, in order to join forces against Klal Yisrael. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vayamas Hadad, Hadad died, Vayimlech Tachtov, Samlo and Masreka, Vayamas Samlo, Samlo died, Vayimlech Tachtov, Shaul Merchaves Hanar, Vayamas Shaul and Shaul died, Vayimlech Tachtov, Baal Chanon ben Achbar, Vayamas Baal Chanon ben Achbar, Vayimlech Tachtov Hadar, and Hadar ruled in place of him, Vishem Irai Pa'u, and the name of his city was Pa'u, Vishem Ishtai Mehetav El Bas Matred, Bas Mezahav, and the name of his wife was Mehetav El, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahav. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Lamates, Bas Mezahav. What does it mean, the daughter of Mezahav? The understanding of Mezahav is Mahu Zahav. What's gold? Asher Haya, he was so wealthy, Ve'ein Zav Chashu Ve'ein of Leklum. Gold wasn't even important in his eyes, he was so wealthy. Back to Chumash Pasuk Mem, Ve'ela Shmais Alufe Esav L'mishpach Esam. These are the names of the chiefs of Esav to their families, Limkaim Esam, by their places, B'shmaisam, by their names, Aluf Timna, the chief of Timna, Aluf Alva, the chief of Alva, Aluf Yases, Aluf Alivama, Aluf Ela, Aluf Pinain, Aluf Kenaz, Aluf Teman, Aluf Mivtsar, Aluf Magdiel, Aluf Iram, Ela Alufe Edom. Mitzrayim. These are the chiefs of Edom, Lemoishvaysom, by their settlements, Be'erz Achuzasom, in the land of their possession. Hu Esav, he is Esav, Avi Edom, the father of Edom. With this, we finish Parshas Vayishlach. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.